From the City of Angels, near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world, I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, Mental Azuri Geller joins us, so get your dead clocks and watches ready. Literally, hold them up to the radio. They start working, in some cases. Here's what's happening. Well, like his old television show, The Apprentice, you're fired. President Donald Trump relieved Acting Attorney General Sally Yates tonight of her duties after she directed Justice Department attorneys not to defend his controversial executive refugee and immigration ban. Yates, a holdover from the Obama administration, was replaced by Dana Boente, the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia. He's 62, was sworn in tonight. He will lead the Justice Department pending the confirmation of Senator Jeff Sessions, Trump's nominee for Attorney General, by the Senate. Everybody seems to be up in arms on the side of the Democrats over President Trump's decision over the last few days to ban refugees and tighten things up at airports and everything else. We shall see how that all unfolds. Only one of the two men arrested in the minutes after that terror attack at a mosque in Quebec City is now a suspect. The other man was handcuffed, was released. He was a witness. The lone suspect was identified as a 27-year-old man, a student at a nearby university. Witnesses said that at least one gunman shouted, "Allah Akbar," while opening fire at the Quebec Islamic Cultural Center Sunday night, killing six men by shooting each one of them in the back in Canada, Montreal. Iran has conducted its first ballistic missile test under Donald Trump's presidency in yet another apparent violation of United Nations resolution. The launch occurred Sunday at a well-known test site about 140 miles east of Tehran. Dr. Jerome Corsi with us to react to this story, and he's going to have an announcement for you right after we're done chatting with him. Well, Jerome, it looks like Iran is flexing its muscles.
No question about it, George. It's a provocative test of a ballistic missile, which, of course, Iran denies was designed for nuclear warheads. But it looks in technical violation of the UN resolution that approved the nuclear deal that the U.S. with the other countries made with Iran in 2015. And it's clearly going to up the tension with the Trump administration, which is determined to prevent Iran from gaining nuclear weapons.
And your reaction to the ban, by the way, the restrictions that Donald Trump is signing into executive orders, is he moving too fast, Jerry, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, it could have been done in a more orderly way, and it could have been done more carefully, but I think the reaction is really an overreaction because it's based on a law that was passed by President Obama. It's for a limited period of time. It's not a ban on all Muslims. It's on seven countries in order to tighten visa checking. And I think it's within the president's authority to do this. I doubt if the legal challenges will overturn the executive order. But, you know, clearly, George, these are controversial issues, and many people want the United States to be open to refugees, and this is a very, very sensitive issue.
I normally introduce you as a writer and researcher for WND.com, that fine company headed up by Joseph Ferra. But you've got some changes coming in your life, which is fascinating because you're going to be working with a dear friend of the program, Alex Jones.
Well, in fact, George, you're breaking the news here because it was going to be announced tomorrow. And we agreed to let you break the news on Coast to Coast AM. I'm joining Alex Jones to head up his D.C. News Bureau and to be a White House correspondent. I mean, clearly, I spent 12 years with WND and Joseph Ferra. I'm very grateful for those years. I'm very, very positive towards Joseph Ferra, Elizabeth Ferra, all the great people working at WND will remain friends and very supportive, but I'm extremely excited to join Alex Jones, and I think his InfoWars is really cutting new edges, setting new directions, and it's going to be an exciting time. Alex made me the offer, and I'm I just couldn't refuse. It occurred over the weekend, George.
Well, and I've got to tell you, Jerry, this administration, the Trump administration, looks somewhat favorably to Alex Jones. I mean, he's very standoffish on reporters, as you know, but when it comes to Alex, he may have an open-door policy there.
Well, I think it's likely to be the case, and I hope that I can add to joining Alex with the Trump administration. I think if you take a look at Roger Stone's book, Roger credits Alex as having played a major role in Trump's election, and Roger was kind enough to and partly dedicate the book to me in the investigative research we did to with WND at that time to help break stories that that benefited Trump. It's going to be exciting to work with Alex Jones. He's a great friend of the program. I'm a great friend of the program. I think, George, these are going to be very exciting years and great years for investigative work.
And now, Jerry, I got to tear up your bio and have my staff do a new one.
Well, but remember, I'm a great friend of WND, and I hope to contribute tremendously to the great InfoWars that Alex has put. I'm very honored to be part of InfoWars now today. Tomorrow will be the first formal announcement. You really broke the news tonight, George, across the nation, and thank you.
We'll be in touch. Jerome Corsi, now with InfoWars.com. And, of course, we'll still be using a lot of news reports and stories from WND.com, of course. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office is looking into the mysterious death 51 years ago of newspaper writer and What's My Line star Dorothy Kilgallen, who was investigating the JFK assassination, a story I've been talking about since I was about 19 years old. The stunning development comes after a new book, The Reporter Who Knew Too Much, suggests that Kilgallen was murdered to shut down her relentless pursuit of a mafia don linked to JFK and Lee Harvey Oswald. It's an amazing story. We'll follow up on that. Scientists say that ants can follow a compass route regardless of the direction in which they are facing. It is the equivalent of trying to find your way home while walking backwards or even spinning around. Experiments suggest that ants keep on the right path by plotting the sun's position in the sky, which they then combine with visual information about their surroundings. Genius. By the way, Dr. Sky with us. What else is going in the skies, Dr. Sky? Plus, happy birthday, Steve.
Oh, thank you so much, George. And I want to thank all the listeners who sent me the same wishes to my Stephen Cates Facebook page. But, George, in the short time we have here, the sky is just teeming with so many events and objects. We begin with Apollo asteroids. What are they? These are objects that cross the Earth, some of which are large, some of which are small. And astronomers tell us that just yesterday, an object known as 2017 BH30 was seemingly passing the Earth by the close distance of only some 32,000 miles, making it the closest asteroid or near-Earth object that we've had since September of 2016. The object, about the size of maybe a small SUV, luckily passed us without any harm. But what's interesting about this, George, if we notice, there are about 1,700 or so of these potentially hazardous asteroids. Lucky for us on the Earth, none are predicted to make any impact anytime soon. Now, from the live sky, just a quick update on some really cool things this week for the listeners, George. Many people go out in the night sky and they say, wow, I can see the space station or the Hubble Space Telescope. But let's not forget about this incredible array of man-made satellites called the Iridium satellites. Some 66 and a few spares were put up into space for communication purposes. But they have these three large surface mirrors on them. They're like the size of a house door. And occasionally what they'll do is reflect light on the Earth. And many people see these flares 100 times brighter than the planet Venus. And if you'd like to see them, the reason I'm mentioning it, George, is that these spacecraft may be deorbited as newer spacecraft replace them. But I may have been out, like many people, you see these bright flaring objects. Go to the DrSky.com website, look for the Heavens Above link, and just plug in your city. And believe me, folks, you'll get to see amazing things. Finally, a major conjunction, George, probably one of the best we've seen in many, many months, if not a year. Tomorrow evening, Tuesday night, eyes to the skies in the southwest. Venus, the moon, and the incredible planet Mars form a magnificent, don't miss it, a Dr. Sky favorite and hopefully one of yours, conjunction in the sky. Get those cameras out. And Dr. Sky reminds everyone, George, as you know, always remember to keep your eyes to the sky.
Enjoy the rest of your birthday, Stephen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Stephen Cates, Dr. Sky. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is warning against the use of homeopathic teething tablets after lab analysis found inconsistent amounts of belladonna, which is a toxic substance that could pose a risk to infants and children who consume it. Standard Homeopathic Company is the manufacturer behind these teething products. They have not agreed to conduct a recall despite the FDA's findings. Stomach cancer is often diagnosed late, but a breath test could save lives by diagnosing deadly cancer early. The story is based on new research into whether it is possible to detect cancers of the stomach and esophagus using a breath test. Up next, he's back, Dr. Joel Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com, one of our sponsors and, of course, one of our good people. I'm going to give you a toll-free number to call for just information. This is not to get on the show, which we'll take calls a little bit later with the doc. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. The website, which I invite you all to go to, is criticalhealthnews.com. Later on in the program tonight, I'm going to talk with you about a wonderful opportunity for some of you individuals who are looking for those opportunities. But up next, Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you and Dr. Joel Wallach with us, of course. He heads up Youngevity as a consultant and travels around the country talking about it, of course. Their website, criticalhealthnews.com, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. He appears monthly on the program to help you. And, Doc, I can tell your popularity is growing because my email pack, every time you're on the show now, is doubling and tripling. I've got many, but welcome back, Doc.
Well, thank you so much, George, for your hospitality and allowing me to share with your wonderful listeners. You have an enormous following, and we just appreciate you letting us give them the information.
Well, you know what's exciting, Doc? People are beginning to really wake up about their own personal health situations to the point where they know, you know, and there's some good doctors out there that really care about people, but you can't rely on your doctor to save you all the time, because most of the time, by the time you see them, something's already happened to you. You're sick or whatever it is. People are starting to realize they want to fix themselves before they have to go to the doctor.
Well, you're exactly right, George. It's a matter of preventive maintenance. People change the oil in their car, they lubricate the car, they put in good fuel, and this is preventive maintenance. You get 300,000 miles out of the car if you do that. If you wait till the red light comes on and your engine burns up, it's too late to put the car in.
Well, that's a good point. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm doing tomorrow morning, bringing my car in to get serviced. Nothing's wrong with it. It's just time. It's time to change the oil and do everything you just said. And the human body is much like a car then, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We break down. Every cell in our body breaks down. And needs to be replaced, and our genes and DNA and RNA and telomeres, George, are just blueprints. And so they need raw materials to make this happen. And, of course, the medical system, like you say, there's a lot of good individuals in the system, but the system has failed us terribly. Whenever a doctor is asked by some little old granny or even some young athlete, shouldn't I be taking some supplements to augment my diet? Nah, just eat well and get everything you need. That's like saying, just put Texas dirt in your car. There's bound to be some oil in there, and nobody, even an idiot, an insane idiot, wouldn't do that to their car, and yet, because the doctor says that people do it, they just eat, quote, well, unquote, and, of course, they get all kinds of problems and diseases, and this has been a passion of mine, gosh, since 1958, 1961, wrote my first papers on the subjects and so forth, and basically, every year, thousands of failed medical theories get examined, and we're just so proud at Youngevity to be able to be involved in now 10 lawsuits against the FDA, in which we prevailed in each case in federal courts. The most recent one was to have a trace mineral selenium added to baby formula. It wasn't in there.
Oh, that's smart, too. Good for you.
Yeah, and basically, selenium deficiency is the cause of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, crib death. And, of course, doctors want you to believe it's because the baby is sleeping on his stomach and suffocated. It's also, this deficiency is a cause of cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, two diseases thought to be genetically transmitted in embryos. It's a birth defect, actually just caused by deficiency of this same mineral. And so now, because we've had it placed into all the baby formulas. We're going to end SIDS, crib death. We're going to end cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy, because now the government now insists, because of our urging to them, that the formulators for baby formulas have to have selenium in it. It's going to end three major diseases.
Doc, yesterday we had the SAG Awards here in Los Angeles, and a friend of mine ran into Michael J. Fox, and he said that he's got severe Parkinson's disease, mm-hmm. and he was shaking and shaking and shaking. What would you do for somebody like that? I mean, stem cells, they're talking about stem cells now for Parkinson's disease, but what would you do?
That's not going to help him if that's all he does. Basically, again, we're very familiar with Parkinson's disease and its kind of cousins, MS, multiple sclerosis, mm-hmm. Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, Huntington's disease. Those four diseases are really the same disease. It just depends on what part of the brain is most severely affected, and so you get a different set of symptoms. And so doctors base their diagnosis based on symptoms as opposed to really what's going on in the brain. Parkinson's disease, and I've dealt with people who had terminal Parkinson's disease. We're talking about people who are billionaires. Okay, these are industrial billionaires, and in 3 months' time, they're perfectly normal. Because when you understand Parkinson's disease, it's a very simple disease to prevent, very simple disease to reverse. It's a disease of the white matter of the brain, the myelin of the brain, and
is there like damage to the brain?
Well, it's a nutritional deficiency, and of course you have to eat 10 to 12 eggs per 100 pounds of body weight, which has the cholesterol in it, which then allows the brain to rebuild itself. And the reason why we have so much Parkinson's disease now, the reason why we have so much Alzheimer's disease now, is because doctors tell everybody to give up cholesterol because they have the false belief, mm-hmm. false belief, George, that this is what causes plaque in the arteries. Cholesterol and saturated fat have nothing to do with plaque in the arteries. It's due to inflammation, eating fried foods and oils and gluten, wheat, brown bran, oats, those sorts of things, processed meats. Such as deli slices and sausage and ham and bacon. All those things are the basic root causes of plaque in the artery, and also these four diseases, again, Parkinson's disease, MS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and Huntington's disease. So you have to stop all the inflammation, stop eating the bad foods, eat 8 to 10, 12, 14 eggs a day per 100 pounds of body weight, and the eggs have to be cooked soft, poached, so the yolk is soft, soft boiled, soft yolk, soft, soft scrambling butter, not oils. And then you take the 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And here's where we actually have what we call secret sauces that are designed to encourage stem cells to come out of hibernation.
The body has. I picture you in a lab, by the way, when you say that. I picture you in a lab mixing supplements and chemicals when you say the secret sauce.
Well, we've done that for over 40 years. We have over 1,000 products and secret sauces, we call them, for 900 different diseases, including Parkinson's disease. And we could help Mr. Fox very easily. We would be able to help him get rid of the disease. But he makes the big mistake that everybody makes. They go to the very best doctors in the world.
Well,
they just give them drugs
alone aren't going to do it. It's just not going to happen. What is a good cholesterol total number that you're happy with?
350 to 500.
Really?
Yeah. Of course, there's a wonderful study that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, very famous, well-respected medical journal published by Harvard Medical School. And there's a case report in there where this medical instructor, was showing newly graduated doctors, six of them, how to examine seniors because they were going to do their residencies in nursing homes. And he sees this chart of an 80-year-old guy, and he says, oh, let's go see him. He'll have lots of disabilities, lots of diseases. They go in there. The guy looks like he's 50. All his blood tests and all his examinations are that of a 50-year-old healthy guy.
That's amazing.
And so the instructor asks this guy, is this you? He says, yeah, that's me. He says, what do you attribute your health and your youthful looks to? The guy says, I eat 25 eggs a day for 17 years.
22 cartons of eggs a day.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And this is published in the New England Journal of Medicine in March of 1991.
Dark, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break, but as we do, we start the phone calls early with Doc Wallach, primarily because not everybody can get on in that final hour that he's on with us. So we're going to start a half hour early with phone calls. I've got a whole pack of emails that many of you sent in. I'll try to get to these as soon as I can as well. The website, criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. The toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. The sponsors of criticalhealthnews.com have been partners of this program now for going on 2 years, and I'm proud of it. Later tonight, mentalist Uri Geller joins me live from Israel. We're going to be talking about his life and the magnificent things he has done, and also some of the controversial things that he has done as well. But for now, Doc Wallach is with us, and we're going to take your phone calls from criticalhealthnews.com. You go to the website anytime, criticalhealthnews.com. There's also a group of people there to answer your questions, 1-855-949-7234. And something that we have never talked about before, they have set up a business team for some of you looking to expand your horizons. I'll tell you about that a little bit later on tonight. But when we come back in a moment, it'll be more with Doc Wallach and your phone calls here on Coast to Coast. We're trying to help you. If you know what, if we can help one person every night, I'll be happy with that. But we help more than that, and that's even better. Welcome back. Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com with us. We're going to get to your calls. I've got your emails. Tom has got some texts from some of you as well. Doc, I want to go to this call on our wild card line. It's Eric. He's a police officer in Connecticut. He's short on time, obviously, and so I want to get him on really fast with you. Hey, Eric, how can we help you?
George, thank you for taking my call, and Doctor, I appreciate it. I first time calling in and talking to you guys like this, and I always try to get on. I think it's great what you do. I talk as much about you as I can to people.
Thank you.
Anyways, I'm quick thing my stats. I'm 5'9", about 170 pounds. I'm pretty much a meat and potatoes kind of diet. My triglycerides have been about 1,100, and I refuse to go on medication based on what you've, from listening to your show, that, you know, you talk about cholesterol, et cetera. And I've gotten it down recently. My last blood test was about 700, but it usually will go down a little and then it goes back up. I drink about 8 liters of water a day. I do drink soda only with my meals. It's Dr. Pepper. It's my one vice that I have. And I recently just started getting high blood pressure. I shouldn't say high blood pressure, but it's high for me. It's about 142 over 85.
Yeah, borderline.
Let me ask you a couple of questions. First of all, let me thank you so much for your service. We love police officers and firemen and first responders, so we really appreciate you. We're going to take very good care of you. Okay, sir?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. We love you, brother. Okay, Eric.
Thank you.
First of all, the cause of triglycerides going up is not the consumption of fat, but it's actually the consumption of sugar. And so you're going to have to give up those soft drinks, okay?
Goodbye, Dr. Pepper. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. And you're going to have to give up all sugars, whether you put a teaspoon of sugar in your coffee, even things like pasta, which turns into sugar immediately, toast, which turns into sugar immediately, those kinds of things, hamburger buns. They have so much sugar added to them to make them taste good and palatable. Candy bars, candy, those sorts of things. Pies, cakes, cookies, got to get rid of all that. Okay? And I want you to eat steamed vegetables and meat, steamed vegetables and eggs. You can have, at 170 pounds, you could have, say, 12, 15 eggs a day. They've got to be soft yolks, soft poached soft yolks, soft boiled soft yolks, soft scrambled butter. And again, you can have steamed vegetables and poultry and steamed vegetables and fish. No fried foods whatsoever. Absolutely no processed meats. No deli slices of sandwich meats. Sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, that kind of stuff. Absolutely no oils. That means no olive oil, no coconut oil, no margarines, mayonnaise, seltzers, and cooking oils. And no gluten. No wheat, no brother rhinos. Even gluten-free breads and crackers and cookies will drive your triglycerides up because it's the sugar that does that. And so you got to clean up that sugar. And then I would have you, at 170 pounds, take a double dose of the 90 essential nutrients, the basic program. I would go with the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. That covers a lot of territory. There's about six different products in this pack called the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. And I would have you take two of those per month, a full dose of everything at breakfast and dinner time. And then I would also throw in, because you're having a little bit of high blood pressure there, the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. I go ahead with three of those twice a day. That'll be two bottles a month. And that's going to support healthy blood sugar. It's going to support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries, which will again bring the blood pressure down. And for energy, those sorts of things, when you're on duty, you need a little bit of energy. We actually have a sports drink that has 100 nutrients in it called Rebound. Gatorade has 2, Powerade has 6. Our Rebound has 100 nutrients in it, and it's meant for people who do a stressful, high-end physical stuff, you know, chasing down suspects and wrestling with them and that sort of thing, and keeping in shape to do what you need to do. And so it comes in either these little pouches you can tear open, put in a bottle of water. They're non-carbonated, or you can get cans that are carbonated. And, of course, there's no sugar added, and so it'll not negatively affect your triglycerides. I may ask you, do you know what your cholesterol level is?
I'm sorry, say that again? You cut out.
Do you know what your cholesterol level is?
The last time I took it was 350.
Okay, well, I like anywhere from 350 to 500 because testosterone is 95% by weight cholesterol. You go on a cholesterol-restricted diet, you're going to have low T and ED. If you take a statin drug to lower cholesterol, I hope you're not taking statin drugs. Are you taking statin drugs?
No. I'm just taking fish oil is the only thing I'll take. I won't go on anything else. And fish oil is not statin, correct?
No.
Okay, I missed that. You're taking only what?
Fish oils.
Fish oil.
Okay, good. Yeah, they will certainly reduce your risk of stroke, but you need to be sure you're taking. In our 2 Healthy Brain and Heart packs, you're going to get two different types of source of omega-3s. One is fish oils, one is flaxseed oil. And you need to take 3 of those twice a day of each one, and there's enough in there for that. And you don't want bulk oils because they oxidize and turn into trans fats and can be a negative, and they can certainly cause inflammation in the arteries and result in plaque and that sort of stuff. So bulk oils are out. That's for yourself, Eric, and everybody else out there that uses like a teaspoon or a tablespoon of oils, either as a salad dressing or just to take it as a supplement in their mouth every morning. Don't do that. Don't do the bulk oils because they do. The bulk oils actually oxidize, turn into trans fats, heterocyclic amines, acrylamides, which will kill you.
Thanks, Eric. And by the way, we're throwing a lot of information your way. If you miss some of the things that the doc mentions, call 855-949-7234 to talk to somebody who can help direct you. 855-949-7234. Email in from Kiana, who listens to us from Australia, doc, and she says, I'm never able to call in. My problem is I suffer from female balding. What do I do about it? I'm so self-conscious. I'm 29 years old. I weigh 118 pounds. I'm 5'4". Got a couple kids. I'm gluten-free. What's wrong?
Okay, gluten-free is good, but we need to work harder on gluten-free because if her spouse is not gluten-free, if the kids are not gluten-free, if the dog and cat is not gluten-free, there's cross-contamination in the house on the couches where people watch TV and the bed.
She says she's had asthma since she was 5.
Yeah, well, she's got a severe gluten problem, okay? So she's got to be gluten-free, 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 and everybody in the household, including grandma and mother-in-law, everybody's got to be gluten-free. If she's the only one gluten-free, she's not gluten-free.
And she says she's only been gluten-free for 2 years.
Well, her asthma should go away in 2 weeks if she's truly gluten-free and she's supplementing properly. At 112 pounds, George, I'd also have her take one of the healthy brain and heart packs per month, half a dose of everything twice a day. And I would also have her throw in the hair, skin, and nails, which has some of the basic stuff that your scalp and your hair really likes. And I'd have her take 3 of those twice a day. I'd also have her eat, eight to ten eggs a day. They can be 4 to 5 at breakfast and 4 to 5 at dinner time. They can be put in a smoothie or a shake.
I started eating more eggs because of you.
I know you sounded more energetic. But, her hair could grow back as soon as she becomes drop-dead gluten-free, and she's eating those eggs and taking the 90 cents of nutrients. I would also throw in the stem cell product we have that encourages stem cells to do their job, which would include the stem cells in her scalp to encourage hair growth. And so she needs what we call immortalium. I'd have her take 2 or 3 of those tablets twice a day, in addition to that one Healthy Brain and Heart pack, half a dose of breakfast, half a dose of dinner time. And get rid of all the bad stuff, the fried foods, processed meats, oils. And I'll bet you, some people say, I'm drop-dead gluten-free. I said, would you give me $100 for every source of gluten I find in your house? I had one guy who was sort of cocky a little bit. He said, yeah, I'll do that. Okay, put your credit card number down, sign it.
You wouldn't do that to him, Doc, would you?
Oh, yes, sir. It cost him $1,200 because I found 12 sources of gluten in his house.
Jeez.
Which he didn't know he had in there.
You don't necessarily have to eat it, do you? You just have to be next to it.
That's correct, because let's say your spouse is feeding the dog, and the dog is laying on the couch or puts his head on your lap, and the first four ingredients in the dry dog food is wheat, barley, rye, and oats. There's enough dust in that dog's ears and face and so forth, and he's licking you and laying on the couch, and you're putting your hands on the couch and scratching your head and so forth, and he lays in your bed and so on. That's enough.
Jeez. Let's go to John in St. Louis, east of the Rockies. John, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi there.
George and your guest, Dr. Wallach. Yes, I'm calling for my family member in Florida. Is him and his wife, and it's are you familiar with FARS? I think it's FAHRS. It's supposed to be calcium on the brain. And it's a rare genetic thing, and it's we don't know, you know, you lose the ability to walk and talk and all that.
Yeah.
And who has this?
It's my brother's wife, and their son has it.
Oh, geez.
The father had it before he died.
Genetic.
So, yeah, it's debilitating. It's slowly.
Well, I would differ with that. It's not genetic. It's, again, I would look deeper into what's going on there. The family has the odds are they have a gluten intolerance, and they need to get rid of the gluten. The calcium is being deposited in the brain and the arteries in the brain and the membranes covering the brain is from their bones, not from their diet, and it's certainly not a genetic thing. And so
well, how does the father have it? The father had it, the brother had it. Another brother's got it. She's got it.
Probably got it, too. Yeah.
But how does the whole family get it, Doc?
Because the father had it, and it passes on. My daughter hopefully doesn't have it, but it passes through the genetics.
Do you want to solve the problem, or do you want to keep saying it's genetic?
Well, everything's okay.
All right. Go ahead, Doc.
There's 1,000 failed medical theories every century, in the 20th and 21st century, no different. Okay. The reason why you have things that are generational is because gluten intolerance is passed on. It's not a genetic thing, but it's passed on through cord blood and breast milk and sensitizes the recipient of the breast milk and cord blood. And women pass it on to men and girls, and the girls pass it on their children. Men don't have pregnancies or normally give breast milk. I can make that happen if you want, but it's one of those things where normally it doesn't happen, and so men do not pass this on. The reason why they have it familial is every man in that family is on both sides are gluten intolerant. Also, it has to do with what they're eating. It has to do with where they live and how many minerals and how much of each mineral is in the food they're eating. And you can be in one place, and you move to someplace else, and you can get better. Or you can be in one place, you're doing okay, and you move to a bad place, and you get worse. And so it's generational because of a gluten intolerance. And so how much does this guy weigh, the one we're talking about? Your sister-in-law?
Yeah, it's my sister-in-law. She probably weighs about 109. Her weight went down, and now she's...
Okay, so she's a tiny little person.
If you can't really speak now.
Okay, well, I would get her and her entire family to be gluten-free. No wheat, brought around oats, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten. Get rid of all that stuff. Then I would, again, get her on the 90 Essential Nutrients, and at 109 pounds, I give her one healthy brain and heart pack per month. She can divide that in half, take a half a dose of everything at breakfast and dinner time. I would also take the Synaptive. I'd have her take two of those tablets twice a day. That's two bottles a month. And they're designed to be the raw materials for nerve cells to make neurotransmitters from, so the nerve cells can talk to each other.
Doc, are there some people who are gluten tolerant?
Yes, there's very few, George. 95% of all human beings are gluten intolerant.
Intolerant. Wow,
intolerant.
It's huge.
Only 5% are gluten tolerant. But now to help her either cover these calcium deposits of scar tissue or help her immune system remove them from her brain and brain memories and blood vessels in the brain. We want her to take also what we call the ultimate daily classic tablets. I'd have her take six a day, two at breakfast, two at lunch, two at dinner time.
Oh, still there, Doc? We lost the good doctor. He disappeared on us, so we will get him back indeed. But, John, I hope that helps you a little bit. Take it, and if you have a problem, call the number 855-949-7234, okay?
Yeah.
You do that, too. I might as well take the time to mention this, by the way, because this is a first-time situation, that there's an email they have set up for those of you who want to go into your own business at the criticalhealthnews.com team. That's what they're starting to do now to grow that. Here's the email address, business@criticalhealthnews.com, business@criticalhealthnews.com, and that's set up exclusively for you, business@criticalhealthnews.com. That's the email address. Send them a little email and tell them that you need some information on how you can get going to become part of this team. You will see a major world of difference for you personally. And we've got Doc Wallach back. What line is he on, Tom? You got on? Doc, you back with us? There you go.
I can hear you well, George.
The gremlins are out to get us tonight, Doc.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of weather here in the Midwest. So
it's cold out there. I'm back in L.A. It's 72 degrees out here. It's nice.
I just came from Fargo, North Dakota. It was minus 16.
That is cold. That is cold indeed. So Tom's got a quick text or a tweet for us. What do you have, Tom?
Hey, Doc, we have something in from Terry in Florida. She says, hey, Doc, is Metamucil safe to take every day?
And the answer to that is no. Metamucil, of course, is a fiber to help people have bowel movements. If you have to do that, there is a problem. You may have a gluten intolerance translated to diverticulitis, irritable bowel syndrome, colitis, ulcer colitis, Crohn's disease, those kinds of things. And if you take Metamucil, you're also going to get what's called phytates, which is a compound, it's a carbon-phosphorus compound that binds on to nutrients and that doesn't allow you to absorb them. So you might get a bowel movement, but you're not going to absorb nutrients. And so I'd rather see you. We actually have a wonderful product called Herbal Rainforest, which has 12 cleansing herbs, including cascara, sagrada, and taraxacum, and 78 minerals in it. Tastes wonderful. Tastes like peaches, so you got to keep it up where little kids can't get it because they'll drink the whole quart.
I love peaches.
You know, it's just fabulous.
Great
product.
Taste.
And it will help people who really have a struggle with hard bowel movements. But this sort of thing killed Elvis Presley. It indirectly killed Michael Jackson, indirectly killed Prince, certainly killed Karen Carpenter. Many, many famous people die from this sort of thing. The king, Elvis, had a heart attack sitting on the pot trying to have a hard bowel movement. He'd lived on laxatives his whole life because he had a gluten intolerance. And so you got to get to that basic program. Get on the gluten-free, get rid of all the inflammatory stuff.
It's not rocket science either, Doc, is it?
No. It's basic stuff. And to take the herbal rainforest, I'd go ahead and start out with a tablespoon, which is a half ounce at bedtime, so one quart will last you 2 months. And then, of course, you need the 90 essential nutrients. I'd start out with one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight, and that's going to give the nutrients that are necessary to support proper physiology and function of your genes, DNA, RNA, and telomeres.
All right, stay with us, Doc. We're going to come back for one more final hour with you, and we're going to take phone calls. I've still got a whole list of emails to go through with you as well. Dr. Joel Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com, our sponsor and partners here, and their toll-free number to call for information, 1-855-949-7234. And don't forget to send an email to business@criticalhealthnews.com for those of you who are entrepreneurial-minded. We'll be back.